Hello and welcome to day 16 in the series. Yesterday, we looked at why it's so important to be able to talk about core values and those deeply held beliefs that we each have, especially when they're in opposition. Today, we'll take a quick look at what some of those core values are. You know, years ago, one of the fathers of modern psychology, Abraham Maslow, identified a hierarchy of needs that we all have as human beings. Our basic need is for food and shelter, but once we have those needs met, our next important need is for meaningful relationships that anchor us, make us feel loved, and give us that sense of belonging. This relational need is so foundational for building our self-esteem and our ability to become the best version of ourselves so that we achieve our highest potential. And this need for love and belonging lies deep inside each of us, but they can be expressed in different ways. Teresa and David Ferguson, authors of Intimate Encounters, identified 10 expressions of emotional needs in an intimate relationship, all of them important, but often they're ranked differently for each person. These emotional needs are the need for acceptance, for affection, for appreciation, for approval, for security, for attention, for comfort, for encouragement, for support, and for respect. When we get it right and help meet each other's deepest emotional needs, we create healthy self-esteem, healthy thinking, and healthy behaviors, which lead to intimate relationships, functioning families, and maturing personalities. But when we get it wrong, or when our partner gets it wrong for us, we end up in a cycle of unhealthy thinking and behaviors where our actions become unloving, critical, and worst case, abusive. Unmet needs are a major source of frustration in a relationship, but we can't talk about them and meet them for each other if we don't even know they exist. These emotional needs are powerful motivators and drivers of behavior. So the more we understand the 10 emotional needs and how they rank in importance for our partner and ourselves, the more effective we can be in lovingly responding to them and creating the quality of relationship we desire. So here's something to think about. Intuitively, what do you think are your deepest emotional needs? What do you think are your partner's? And how different do you think they are from yours? What else could you be doing to help them get their needs met? Now, tomorrow, we'll look at our need for respect in particular and 7 key areas we must address in order to ensure we give and receive healthy respect. See you in the morning.